Repentance in the commission of the disciples. And Jesus called the 12 to himself, and began to send them out two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. Jesus said to them, "In whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city." So they went out and preached that people should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. Mark 6:7-13. And Jesus said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me." Then Jesus opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem, until you are endued with power from on high." Luke 24:44-49. Repentance in the lives of believers. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." Luke 17:1-4. This is really important. You have to know this. When Jesus sent out the 12, he did not send them with opinions, philosophies, or traditions. He sent them with authority, and with a clear message: repent. This was not their own invention. It was the continuation of Christ's call to turn from sin, because the kingdom had come near. They healed the sick and cast out demons, but the foundation of their ministry was this: turn to God. After his resurrection, Jesus confirmed that the preaching of repentance and forgiveness of sins was not only for Israel, but for all nations, and it was to be proclaimed in his name. Yet repentance is not only the beginning of salvation. It continues in the life of every believer. Jesus taught his disciples to forgive those who repent, even 7 times in one day. This means repentance is not a one-time event. It is a posture of the heart that remains humble, responsive, and honest before God and others. The church is still called to preach repentance. Believers are still called to walk in it. And the world still stands in need of it. Let us then return to this foundational truth. Repentance is not a burden. It is the mercy of God calling us to life.